Hello everyone, welcome to Tag Along with me, Ian Along. And as of this moment, as usual, it's rare that I do podcasts off the road and on my desk, because usually my podcast is always on the road. Yan, may mga ano, kitang-kita, rinig na rinig nyo naman. Anong kitang-kita? Ano ba nakikita nila eh? Podcast nga ito. Anyway, ayun. So, anyway, I'm on the road right now, and usually I do my podcast before or on my way to work. And this time, there are times that I do my podcast on my way home, and this is one of those times. And ngayon, pag-usapan po natin yung pagtawa. I forgot the name of that stand-up comedian. Pag tumawa, ganun. Tapos meron pa yung isang basketball player na ang pagtumaw. Parang ganun. Pero ang laki niya, mga around 6'7 siya. His reputation of having this big hand. One of the big hands of NBA. Ayun. Naalala ko na si Kawhi Leonard pala yun. So si Kawhi Leonard pala yun. One of those NBA players that had big hands. And he's 6'7", but when you hear him laugh, he'd be carried away. Such a laid back personality, and then they would unusual laugh, you know. And that's our topic for my episode in this podcast, because when I was in high school, I really have this laughter, that's a weird type of laugh by other people's standards, like especially when I'm being carried away with certain situations. And then one of my teachers said, "Ba naman tawa mo ito, si Ian naman tong tawa nito." And I was in my teens, or in my late teens at that time. And then that teacher wants me to change the way I laugh, because masagwa. Well, in a way, parang masagwa nga siya. Pero, eto na, here is one of the things that we should consider. As much as we are concerned with somebody's way or how they laugh, let us also consider that a way a person laughs is part of his personality. It is part of him. If you're familiar with the 10-minute rule, di ba may nauuso yung mga 10 minutes or less? May mga bagay na mababago mo in the span of 10 minutes or less. Like, halimbawa, pagka ikay may dumi sa mukha, pwede ba siyang ihilamos? Pwede ba siyang magpahid yun? Mabilis yun. So, 10 minutes lang yun. Wala pa yatang 10 minutes. Wala pa yatang isang minuto. Di ba? So, those things. Like, halimbawa, when he has a bad outfit, so, anong oras pa siya makakarating dun sa lugar, sa pagbalik niya? May mga iba naman na, halimbawa, pagka sa mga sobrang pawisan, di ba? When somebody's too sweaty, it's unpleasant to look upon. And then, you will ask him, "Do you have an extra shirt?" Okay, yes. Then, kindly dress up, or kindly go for another dress, or kindly freshen up. So, these things, it's less than 10 minutes. But, kasama ba yung pagtawa ng tao in less than 10 minutes? Maybe yes. Maybe, and in a way, into certain degree, yes. Kasi maibabago mo yung. But the personality that goes with the laughter, hindi mo mababago agad-agad yun. And doon tayo papasok na, why do we have to respect the people's way of laughter? Na, ito yung mga hindi ito mga in an orderly 1, 2, 3, 4 session. Let's just expound my reasons why. One of the first thing that comes in mind is that's part of his personality. Yung pagtawa, ang pagtawa is part of the personality ng tao. Kung paano siya tumawa, part ng personality na yun. Di ba pa? And another thing to consider is not everyone is privileged to go to a place where laughing hard is a no-no. Not everyone has that opportunity, that has that 5-star opportunity. Not everyone can go to 5-star hotel and then they will laugh at this as if they're part of the royalties. It's not about the how. And besides, I repeat, this is about the how. It's not about when. When is a different thing. You know, there are people who laugh differently and yet they can do it a specific time frame. Or a specific place. Like for example, in funerals, alam ko naman tumama yun. Misa may mga iba dito, no, pagka ako'y magre-reason out, pipilosopohin ako. Natuloy, tapos akalan, tapos ako pang sasabihan pilosopong tasyo ng ibang mga matatanda dyan. May hugot na, no? Misa pag-uusapan natin yun, why I have those undertones. Or maybe there are sometimes you will notice the undertones regarding that, but that's another story. So yun. How is part of their personality, but they can do it when. Like for example, when when is not an issue because there is the right place to laugh and there is the right time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to smile. You cannot laugh unless the host said so, and unless the host created a humorous situation or she's really making jokes. You will join him in his jokes, and then you will laugh. Kasi tumatawa siya, edi siguro part ng pakikiramay yun. Edi tumawa din kayo. Diba? So yun. Thus, when is not an issue? When is not, should not be, and how is also must not be an issue. Na parang may mga iba kasi, di ba, iba na iinis tayo sa tawa. Mapapaisip ko tuloy. Di ba rin mainis, alam nyo, di ba rin mainis kayo sa tawa? Huwag lang kayo mainis sa ugali. Signature yun eh. Pag natandaan yung tao, matatandaan yung tao. Diba? Oh. Baka naman ingit lang kayo. O baka naman may underlying kayo. Envy kayo. Kasi, di ba, bisan, yung tawa nagiging personal brand, ano? O, natatandaan doon sa tawa. Di ba? Or maybe, siguro, dahil nga sinasabi, yun ang nakalakihan ko na dapat hindi daw ganun. Pero, hindi naman yung nakalakihan ng tao. Nagiging big deal yung pagtawa. Imagine that. Another reason is, ang daming problema sa mundo. Ito na nga, makinig nga kayo ng podcast. Anong podcast yung mas pinapakinggan nyo? Nakakatawa o seryoso? Most of the time, seryoso ang podcast episodes ko. And I acknowledge that. Pero, this naman. Pero, wala kayong marinig dito sa podcast. You will not hear in this podcast episode that I discriminated somebody just because of the way he laughs. Yes,
I notice magiging signature yun, baka ma-imitate pa to a humorous extent, but it's not, they're not discriminated. Walang na-discriminate sa podcast na ito ng tao kung paano siya tumawa. Although when I was a teenager, sa sobrang tuwa ko sa isang tawa na isang tao, nirecord ko yung tawa tapos pinakilig ko and tawa sila ng tawa. Now I was a teenager at that time, thus eto ha, thus people should be forgiving with ano, with teenage antics, di ba? Kasi nangyayari hindi nyo pinapatawad eh. Yun nga lang, syempre kailangan yung kailangan yung hingin yung forgiveness ng tao. Bawa lalo pag lalo kung dinamdam talaga ng tao na ano, na pinagtawanan nyo sila or pinagalitan nyo sila dahil sa tawa. Imagine that. Imagine that. Yung pagtawa na pansin. Diba? Ang daming pwedeng pansinin. Diba? Ito nga lang, sa neighborhood lang namin. Diba? Good thing nga lang, I am in a neighborhood na hindi na masyadong issue, hindi na issue ang pagtawa. Kasi kung hindi, maraming kailangan problema yung sa neighborhood namin, sa community namin. Pagtawa is the least. In fact, it's a good thing when you see a person laughing, especially on celebrations and occasions and birthdays, not laughing at that person, laughing with the person. Ayan pa, yan pa, when. Papasok yan sa how. Papasok yan sa who pala. Pero hindi issue ang when, hindi ang when, where, who have context, have valid context. Pero yung how, kung paano tumawa ang tao, masyadong big deal. Tapos pagtataka kayo, why are you maybe some of you will say this is a far stretch. Pero magtataka kayo why that person is serious in dealing with you. Because when he is in his humorous self, you didn't find it funny. You didn't find the punchline funny, or you even make fun of his, you even call him corny and stuff like that. And you even make fun, you even rebuke or reprimand the person just because of how he laughed. Hindi nyo siya tinanggap. Then you will expect, aasa kayo, no? Na bakit itong taong ito, ano, seryoso? Eh malamang, kasi in his vulnerable self, hindi niyo tinanggap. It's a sign ng vulnerability yun, yung biglang inilabas niya kung paano siya tumawa. Parang yan naman isang miscongeniality ba yan, yung kay Sandra Bullock, yung tawa niya na parang may snore. Ganon. Tapos ang ganda-ganda niyang babae, no, Sandra Bullock, yung ganon. Hindi, minsan nangihinayang kasi tayo. I cannot blame you guys. Nangihinayang tayo. Tapos, masakit daw sa part natin. Eh, talaga nagmamalasakit tayo. Ito, no. Challenge ko lang to sa mga nagmamalasakit di umano. Talaga nagmamalasakit kayo sa tao. Huwag niyong pagsabihan kung paano siya tumawa. Talagang nagmamalasakit kayo, yung mga nanlalait dun sa tao na yun, pagsabihan ninyo, hindi nyo kaya, hindi talaga kayo nagmamalasakit. Ayos kayo, no? Diba? Sabihin nyo yung bad vibes ito, pero pakinggan nyo maigi. Think about this. Did I shame somebody for laughing? Which is a negative attitude. Did I... As serious as this episode may appear, as serious as this episode, as always, most of the episodes in Tagalog with DLNLS, but you will see who I am defending. Aside from myself, of course, ganun, iba akong tumawa. But other people also have a weird, some people also have a weird sense of laughter. So this is not just about myself. It's about others who have weird laughter. Of course, alam mo, may kilala dun ako na, eto na, may kilala ako. I can consider her a very cute lady. Parang, ano siya, baby.
Approaching a railroad crossing.
Ayan, kapunta daw ako sa railroad. Ayan, so yun, papunta daw ako sa railroad. Pero kung yes, you see it time again, seryosong podcast ko, pero seryosong podcast ko, fine, and I will, it's okay with me. But think about it, I am not laughing at someone. I'm not making fun at someone. So those two are negative behaviors. I may be serious, but I'm defending myself the way I laugh, but there are also people who have a weird way of laughing. And like I mentioned, there's this lady na, I can say na she's a cute person, she looks young than her age. And then when she suddenly laughs, she had this shriek. And how she delivered it is like unpredictable. Like when she begins to laugh, you will be carried away with the way she's laughing. Nakaka-refresh na. Matatawasan kayo, pero nakaka-refresh, di ba? And another reason why we should respect other people's laughter is because nowadays, we need that. We need an ounce or a dash of humor, one way or the other. So, matuwa na tayo na may narinig pa tayong tumatawa. Hindi dahil sa nabaliw. Not because of the virtue of insanity, but because of the genuine concern. Because of a genuine amusement for something that is harmless, that is safe. So hindi masama yun. May mga tao na mapapansin niyo parang robotic sila pag kilos, pag tawa, kasi masyadong pinansin ang kanilang image. I can't put that policy. I was like that when I was in my younger teenage years. And if you notice the connection, teenage years din ako nung may weird ako natawa. And here you are! Diba? Yun yun, voila! Ito yun. Ito yun. Kaya minsan to the point na parang halos ano na, whatever, ginanong ko na yung tao na yun. Kasi kung tunay ikaw may malasakit, you will defend the person. Diyan ang sukat ako. So ibig sabihin, you're trying to make other people's life difficult. I didn't do that. Sasabihin, okay, ganito. Weird tumawa. Tapos ganyan ang argument ninyo. Kasi weird tumawa, may naiinis, whatsoever. Tapos sasabihin nyo, you're making other people, your lovers, other people, you're making it difficult for them. Sino bang nagpaka-difficult? Yung tumatawa o yung naiinis? Sino ba talaga nagpaka-difficult nun? Diba? Then we shall wonder why some people are serious nowadays. You can't even appreciate the laughter. Ang sarcastic nung tawa eh. Alam nyo yan, ang sarcastic nung tawa. So ibig sabihin, hindi mo kilala yung tao. If you find a laughter sarcastic, meaning, and the person is not being sarcastic, it means hindi mo kilala yung tao. And if you quote-unquote know the person for a very long time, and then you're still irritated by the way he laughs because you feel that it is sort of sarcasm, it is an indication that you never are interested with the person. That's nainis ka. Madali ka ba? Yes, kasi hindi ka naging curious sa tao na yun. If you're curious enough to know who that person is, May kilala talaga ako before na pag tumawa. Meron ganun. Yung parang nakakaloko ito. Iba yung mga tao ang nakakaloko, di ba? Pero kahit nakakaloko yung tawa ng isang tao, kahit nakakaloko yung tawa ng isang tao, we know pero dahil kilala natin yung tao na yun, hindi natin sila humuskahan. May mga ganyan, ano. So, ganyan talaga ang mga kalye, diba? Anyway, yun nga, tanggapin na lang natin na, kumbaga, buti nga tumatawa. Maghahanap kayo ng nakakatawa, maghahanap kayo ng positivity. Ito yun! Ito na yun! Eh, kaso, hindi nyo, isa din kayo. Isa kayo sa mga pumatay ng positive energy ng tao na yun. Bah! Responsibilidad ko ba yun? Well, yes. Responsibilidad mo yun. Responsibilidad mo to make amends with people. Ito, no? I know that maybe you will say that I'm being sensitive or what. But sensitive na kung sensitive. But it's your fault. Kasi kung part ka ng, kung ang attitude mo sa isang taong tumatawa ng weird, na pwede na yun naman ay pagkakataon na para matawa dahil there's a joke or there's a punchline or something harmless or something wholesome na pwede tawanan, then ladies and gentlemen, let the person be. How you respect a person's laughter is this, how a person's laughter determines how you respect the person. How you respect a person's laughter is an indication of how you respect a person. You think of how you respect the person's laughter is an indication of how you respect the person. Not tolerated, ha? Hindi tolerated respect, ha? Kasi tolerate, ano lang eh, magtitingin lang tayo yung dalawa, parang gano'n. Pero pag nirespeto mo, alam mo gano'n ang tawa nun. Pero you're not comfortable with it, but that's who you are. We need to, nowadays, people need to be more positive on this one. We often lament podcasts, people, Facebook posts, Twitter, for having serious statements, and yet here you are, you cannot even tolerate na nga, hindi na nga respect, much more respect a person's way of laughter. Lakas mo makademand ng positivity. Uy, lakas mo makademand ng positivity when you cannot even respect a person's laughter or how a person laughs. Na para bagang bakit? 5-star hotel ka ba? Ha? Isa ka bang 5-star hotel na pag tumawa, kailangan nakaganon ako? Isa ka bang, hindi, kasi kailangan mapractice mo na habang wala ka pa sa hotel, di ba? Habang wala ka pa sa hotel, di ba? Hindi nga issue dito yung when. Ulitin ko, ang issue dito is how. Bakit hindi ba pwede na pwede naman na tumawa sa ibang okasyon, pero pag nasa ganung lugar eh, kailangan magpapakapino. Pwede naman, di ba? Nasa palasyo ka ba the whole day? Are you in the palace the whole day? I'm not. Am I in the 5-star hotel for the whole month? I have yet to experience that. Matagal na yung 1 week na nasa 5-star hotel ako. Matagal na yun. I have yet to experience that. My point exactly. Especially, huwag kayong magde-demand sa akin na ayusin ko yung tawa ko when you cannot even give me a one week five-star hotel stay. Kasi doon ko lang magagamit yung mga refine na yan. Papapractice ko, fine. Pero I will not be like that for most of the time. So, am I saying na kailangan bastos ka, balahura ka? Allow me to use the word, ha? Balahura ka? Oh. I didn't say that. You're dealing with the wind, eh. When to laugh that way. When to laugh weirdly. When to weirdly give your expression weird laughter. You're always returning it to the when, not the how. Diba? Kaya yung iba seryoso, kaya there are groups, there are groups na when I have conversations with them, I'm serious, but there are groups that they will see my lighter side. Now, sa podcast ko, edi seryoso ka, diba? Because that's how I did with this podcast. Ngayon, kung may mga tawanan, hindi magtatawanan tayo, diba? Diba? Pero, since for most parts kasi, nasi-shame yung mga ganito eh, na hindi naman dapat. Hindi ko ano sino dapat nasi-shame. Yung mga tao na ano, yung mga taong, mga bully, you know? Bullies need to be shamed. Not those people with weird laughter. Bullies deserve it. In a human, humanly speaking, of course, because somebody will just treat this like they are on their high horse and say, "Ay, di dapat ano all the time parang ganon, hindi naman tayo ano." Hindi naman pwede yun, yung perfect ka, kailangan dapat perfect yung ano, kung ano. O, diba, kung saan ako na pupunta. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, how you laugh at, or you, how you respect a person's way of laughing or laughter is an indicator of how you respect him. In other countries, if you have a weird sense of laughter, people will notice. But they will mind their own business after they see, okay, this is safe, he's just laughing because there's a joke. But if you're inside, how about you're inside the restaurant again? That's when and where, not the how. I have no issues with when and what and to who, because there are really time for there's a season for everything. To everything, there's a season, time for every purpose under the heaven. It's the how. You may say na, paano ka masasanay kung hindi mo gagawin? Okay, paano ka masasanay kung hindi mo gagawin? Based on my experience, yung mga nagsasabi ng ganyan, ngayon sasabing ganyan, meron ako sa, ito lang, sa office na where I'm working, may mga iba dyan talagang tawa nila, parang ano, mainhin. Aba, nung narinig ko sa nung one Christmas event, ganun pala magsalita yung taong yun, ganun pala tumawa yung taong yun, diba? Lalabas din, diba? Ngayon, kung may mga may hinin naman tumawa na cute, di ba? So refined, then so be it. That's how they laugh. I will not judge them and call them for, you're plastic naman tawa yan. Parang naman kala mo kung sino may hinin. Parang ganun. I will not do that. That's how a person laugh. And so be it. And another extreme is that, on the other hand, if a person had a weird sense of laughter, we must respect it. Walang bastusan. Respeto lang. thank you very much for tagging along with me. My reminder today, and my sincere reminder to everybody is, in this day and age, we have so many problems, we have so many hardships, and post-pandemic is not good for everyone. There are few who are privileged enough to have that positive thing going on. Thus, the least that you can do is respect a person's laughter. Respect how they laugh. Buti nga tumatawa pa sa panahon mahirap ang buhay ngayon. Ang hirap ng buhay. Buti tumatawa pa. Again, huwag niyo akong pipilosopo, walang pilosopo dito, no? How a person is laughing, how you respect a person's laughter is an indication of how you respect the person. Again, thank you very much for tagging along with me.